an event planner class.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on
stop
the
your
rain.
Sad,
stop your sad.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Hey, what's up? Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange, believe it or not, but we might be selling beats. So, and there's James Neighbors. There you are, James. Okay, from Overpasses for America. James lives in Oklahoma, so he kind of gives us what's going on. But, James, I got to hear from Lieutenant Dan. I know Miss Garon is going to like this. I heard from Lieutenant Dan up in upstate New York last night. I was sitting with Connie and that. Connie's the one that gave me that interview from in Magnet Magazine when I heard me talking about, you know, me being threatened by Mr. Woodman that he's going to go after my mother if I didn't drop the lawsuit where he had a counterfeit document. And so they gave me that deal. Now, I asked everybody to read it, hear what he says about New Orleans. And then I would, you know, it's a tell, and then there's another one that somebody gave me from 2004 with Doug Duffy, talking about something I did in 1990 and 2014. And that was after the theft ring busting into the warehouse through having a protective order under the color law, you know, the gang stalking thing that everybody freaks out every time I say Desiree Charbonnet's name. Hey, this was a judge that was on the bench having somebody call me that I had to hurry up and get to court. I didn't like that, you know, because I had been gang stalked. So by the people that had a bogus ID in my name using it to drain bank accounts. It's wonderful.
If you had a police department around there that wasn't constantly corrupt, it might help.
Yeah, well, they were part of it. They were part of the cover-up.
Well, good grief, what is it? The Internal Affairs Department. What was it? What's her name?
Public Integrity. Public Integrity.
Yeah, Public Integrity. You know, honestly, and I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it 100 more, and maybe eventually somebody will catch it, but I really think that anybody, and I don't care from the dog catcher up to the president, that if you're caught violating the law, that you should get the automatic maximum penalty for whatever crime it is, allowable by law for betrayal of public trust.
Without a doubt. I mean, when I got this phone call, I had been held while they were beating on me at a funeral. And it was surprising the Brunos came to the funeral anyway because of things they did to the family in the past, like the collapse of Preferred Investment. You know, it's like, come on. And they showed up. They had tape on their mother's face and every family photo, because she's a slug of the Martellaro family. And, you know, naturally, I would wind up in a law firm called Bruno and Bruno, but I had a lawyer from there, you know, that's helping to cover up the slammer accidents. We're going to get to that. But this is how corrupt the New Orleans is. People can pull these things, then beat you up because you want to file a police report. You know, it's like crazy. The organized crime syndicate that controls the New Orleans Police Department, all the way from Public Integrity, from the street to Public Integrity, that an independent police monitor and even having a mole in the New Orleans Inspector General's office where they can deflect anything coming in off the police department. Because what I brought in 2014, that people should have been arrested. But instead, I get threatened about holding it over my head about them using an ID in my name to drain bank accounts. And Desiree Charbonnet was part of it on and off the bench. So you get a phone call from a judge that's crooked. Her brother deed by fraud. And I'm going to eventually put a paper up here of what they created to have a primary document, a secondary document, look like a primary document. And I'm going to identify all the people in the music industry that played along with this game as if I was there when I signed that. No, babe. But this is when drug money controls the music industry. This is what happens. Now, pay attention to what Morissette's saying about the child trafficking and the music industry, because she's got a lot to say. And she was around the same time when things were becoming visible to a lot of people who were horrified over it. I was one of them. But when you're in the porn business from the 70s, then by the 1990s, you well into porn and everything that goes with porn, including children. So for that, we're going to let other people talk about it, and then I'll say what I know. I'll interject to that. But this is the deal. Adam Schiff had an ethics complaint filed against him. And he'll it interrupted his quest for the U.S. Senate seat.
Well, he needs to be interrupted everywhere he goes. My gosh, that guy is a threat to national
and that's why it's corrupt everywhere. It was the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust that filed it, and it's because he used something he did on the floor that was filmed on the floor and of the Congress, and then he used it in a campaign ad. So the day after he announced his bid for the Senate seat is when he had the ethics complaint filed against him. Well, my throat's closing up on me, but this is why. Because my mother was beat up to a living pulp to get her to sign documents, with the Brunos blaming their bank theft schemes with this con artist, this family of con artists that live in St. Bernard Parish, pose as a cleaning woman and son as a grass cutter. Two sexual assaults this man pulled as a grass cutter, where there's no way he would know where I was on a property unless his mother told him. And these men, when I called them about these people and I said, look, something's going on. You know, it's a mother-son act that preys upon the elderly. These people have to be professional con artists. They didn't ask me their names. When I finally said Peggy Mackles, they wanted to know if she was black or white, because this woman's name isn't Peggy Mackles, but she uses that name so that when she's arrested, they'll go get the other Peggy Mackles. So I found out those things after I picked out book and photos, that they knew exactly who these people were. And how they became disguised as my mother's caregivers is going to be dealt with. And you're not going to believe where it's going to be coming from. So anyway, I wanted this to be a happy show, but it could be. So here we got Earl King in the background. I just got triggered because some of the scoundrels are being inducted into the Louisiana political Hall of Fame, and I think Mayor Cantrell ought to be inducted to it because she'd be in good company. We'll be back after this break in a little bit.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Looking for fun with family and friends on Friday, February 17th? Come to the NOLA Gold Rugby Game at the Shrine on Airline. It's not just a game, it's an experience. We are letting the good times roll with a live brass band before kickoff, free youth rugby on the pitch, and a pregame second line to your seats. Did we mention a live performance from the Bucktown All-Stars followed by post-match fireworks? Friday, February 17th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $13. Go to NOLAGoldRugby.com. That's NOLAGoldRugby.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
The beat of the drum.
Oh, yeah. So we back on it. Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. That's Earl King in the background. I loved Earl King. I really did. Earl was writing a book, and I was transcribing his notes and everything, even when he was in the hospital. But when I told these lawyers that were handling some business for me, Michael Rodriguez and Chris Rodriguez, that I was doing that, they did everything they could to sway me from my work. You know, because by that time, they were puppets for Mr. Whitman and Bernard Charbonnet. And so anything I was doing, they would interfere with. Oh, no, you got to have the operation on your foot right now, which was me stepping on a roofing nail. And what happened, I had to have the operation right then and there. Well, I told Earl I didn't want to discourage Earl because he was doing talking into recorder and giving me the tapes and everything while he was in the hospital, and I knew he looked forward to me coming, and so I didn't tell him I was going to get operated on. And so what I did, I got operated on my foot in the doctor's office, and then I went to see Earl before I went home because it really hurt, you know, and I couldn't really be on my feet. Thank you very much, Rodriguez Horse. And so what happened, when Earl saw me with this, my foot all bandaged and everything, you know, and walking with crutches, he goes, "What happened?" I said, "Well, I wanted to go to this corporate picnic, and they didn't invite me, so I parachuted in and hurt my foot." And so I went to get the tapes from him to tell him that I was going, so that I was going home, I was going to type him up and all. I never said, told him nothing. People could tell you I got set up in my bedroom with my foot hanging. You know, but if you have an operation on your foot, you got to be in the hospital because you need to put your foot in a sling for pain purposes and just for the healing. So that was another thing those hoaxers did. But anyway, so Earl gets on the phone and calls Ricky Castrillo, because you're not going to believe it. Barbara broke a foot skydiving. Well, Ricky didn't know I was going to the doctor. I didn't say anything to anybody. And so Ricky got all upset. So he finally comes by my house, and I'm trying to get some sleep because the pain was awful. And Ricky, you know, didn't believe me that I got my foot operated on, that I didn't hurt myself parachuting, because Earl wouldn't lie to him. And I go, "Wait a minute, I lied to Earl, you know, to calm everybody down." So I told Ricky, "Just go out and buy some alcohol because I need a stiff drink." "You don't drink." "Well, I'm drinking tonight. I need to be knocked out." So that was the story on that. But why I'm bringing that up is because other people knew that I got operated on for stepping on a roofer nail. But this wonderful Chief Judge DeRusso and the Rodriguez people, I'm talking about it because it came up in the LIGA with the LIGA attorney. When attorneys fix cases, it follows you for the rest of your life to discredit you. This is what the LIGA attorney was going to do. And if he didn't report the insurance scam that this judge and these attorneys pulled to the insurance commissioner, then he ought to fire him. Because if he doesn't, I'm going to hang them both for corruption. And this is the election year. There's going to be no excuses for what they showed me of a bogus video of an accident that everybody knows it was targeting me on purpose. Everybody knows it. It's attempted murder and even murder. That's not the first time that they tried to hurt me. They got police records on it. But never go after the people, and I don't really care. Don't go after the people whose license plate numbers I gave to them. So everybody went nuts that I said something about Newell Norman. Well, when the back window of my Lincoln got shot out, he was sheriff. And I gave him the license plate number. And the only thing I didn't do was mention that I gave Kristen a little while for everybody to get to know him before I drop that, because it comes from WWL. Hey, too bad. Christian's doing better over here. And so I just happened to mention it. Well, you know, too bad. It's the Beat Exchange. You think I'm not going to get retaliated against? Where you think the slammer accident came from 6 months after I was on the air with the Beat Exchange? Because there was no justice with the police department or the DAs. And after I got body slammed by Tara Clark in plain clothes, this is from when they put all the people from Public Integrity, they didn't take it, happened to go to the 3rd District to hide out. But we just finding that out now. You see how it takes years to find out who are the connecting dots, you know, to where something so violent that me finding my mother in a hospital beat to a living pulp, signing papers over bank fraud schemes in multiple parishes in the state of Louisiana. And then she tells me the people over the studio, well, we're going to get a resolution to this. And a solution. We are. Because this is how the music industry operates. Richard DePlanchu wound up getting a band to manage. But he was an expert in personal injury cases, gets caught using someone else's x-rays in deposition. You don't think that's wild? And the like attorney wanted to know about that. You know, from 1990, but they tricked me to get there to talk to me about medicals. You're dirty, Kevin DeRoche. And anybody that has any dealings with him, I want to know about it. Send it to Barbara@WGSO.com. Let me know about his dealings. You know, send it to Hooveristic@gmail.com. Or you can send it to JudicialSkullduggery@gmail.com on the judges. Because as soon as I posted on the internet a response, you know, people checking out what the police are doing, you know, then, and this happened within a few hours, I said, you know, there's judges that are involved in the slammer accidents too, you know, giving them the appearance of legitimacy. And I knew of one that was helping to cover it up being a slammer accident. Well,
this is why we need a much smaller government.
Right. And that's why, because James, it got burnt. The CDC got burnt down, and they say it was vagrants breaking into the building, and they set a fire. No, I don't think vagrants would break into a courthouse. And if they did, right? And if they did, they could just go turn on the thermostat, put the heater on.
I mean, good grief, I'm pretty sure the heat would already have been on, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Vagrants breaking in. What kind of retard right. do they think people are talking to?
Right, that's the deal. That's what's so bad, you know, is that they think everybody's stupid and we ought to stay stupid.
Well, and now they're trying to distract everybody with UFOs. Right. You know, it's like, give me a break. I mean, they really think we're all idiots.
Right. Yeah, now our military people are talking about where what's been going on. And we're going to be back in a little bit. I got something to say about the meeting on the tarmac.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday.
From 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM.
This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday.
From 4 until 5.
From the heart of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Let's talk the fall election. So far, there is only one declared candidate running for state treasurer. Current treasurer John Schroeder is running for governor this fall. His seat will be wide open. Enter Baton Rouge State Representative Scott McKnight, an insurance professional who says he's ready to handle holding and allocating state funds. As for any excess in state funds, McKnight says it would be his job to invest it wisely.
The treasurer has a dual responsibility, and that is to the fiduciary responsibility of getting the best return on our assets while also playing a part in protecting our economy.
McKnight is a Republican and the only announced candidate for treasurer so far. State Wildlife and Fisheries agents arrest a Patterson man for gaming the Nutria Bounty program by catching the rodents, cutting off their tails, and letting them go. LDWF spokesman Adam Ike says 45-year-old Harris DeHart was cheating the system and taking the animals illegally.
He has received some compensation for those tails, but as a result of this case, he is now his permit has been taken away.
He faces a long list of charges. This is news from LRN.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 8655.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
I'm
Yeah, that's why I brought up Earl, because I thought of that would be a good way to show DeRusso being crooked as can be, issuing a judgment from a trial I never even knew I had, because these judges are the paper mill of CDC. The paper mill. Nothing goes on in a court. That's why they won't release transcripts. Court reporters need to be held accountable to get the trickle-down economy. So, anyway, so that's one of the reasons why she retired, because I'm going to show why when cases are fixed with these judges, you know, political machines, I mean, Bagneris too, then just because a judge steps off the bench, it shouldn't make it moot, because it follows you everywhere you go. You need to go after the people who committed the crime, which is fixing the case. And they put that crazy Bigelow back on the bench ad hoc, and then what happens? The court employees got beat out of their retirement pension when he was chief judge. Oh, you know, let's don't take care of the people that worked. You know, let have them go file a lawsuit. Yeah, they don't even have a system to take care of these people. Right, James? You worked in criminal justice. You did. He fell off the jam.
It sounds to me like what happened to him is they didn't get the paperwork filed, and that's up to the HR department. It's not up to the, you know, if the employee doesn't get stuff filled out, then they go, the HR person is supposed to go find that employee within like a certain amount of time after they begin their employment.
Yeah,
this was either intentional so they could funnel money somewhere else.
Yeah, it was intentional because they took the money out their paychecks.
Well, so they took their money out, and then they don't end up not getting the money because they said that they weren't in the system, but yet they can show that it was taken out of their out of their check. I mean, that's ridiculous. And
it's supposed to be matching funds.
People ought to be held accountable for that.
That's right. That's the whole hoopla. What you got to say, Josh? What?
Oh no! You know, we never said the date of today's show.
Okay.
It's February 13th, 2023.
He's got a hint. That's a day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be, I'm going to be me. What the hell? So anyway, you trigger me, you know, with a U2 song. Look it in, tell what I know.
Songs.
Yeah, what I knew. Boy, I almost got it on that one. Babe?
Did you watch the Super Bowl by any chance?
No, I can't watch stuff like that when they sold a halftime to Jay-Z. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to watch the before show and after show to spot, you know, cultural Marxism and garbage, right? And,
that's why.
And I thought it was a guy. And anybody who wants to get offended, I really don't care. But the one that sang the black national anthem, I thought it was a man because it's got a voice like Barry White and shoulders like a linebacker and the veins bulging on its neck. I was like, wow, I'm like watching a weightlifter.
Oh,
you know,
I missed
sing.
That. Yeah, I didn't.
And
didn't
it was... something Cheryl Lee Ralph, and I really went and looked this person up because I thought they had a drag queen singing this song.
Oh wow, yeah, I see that.
I mean, yeah, she needs to lay off the heavy weight lifting or whatever it is she's doing.
Oh,
because
wow.
If that's an anatomic female, it was kind of scary, and she couldn't sing.
Well,
supposedly this famous singer, and I was like,
from
this
where?
Is the best you can do for the Super Bowl? I don't know. I'd never heard of her in my
right,
life.
Well,
but,
see, why don't watch it? Because one year when they had the Super Bowl, I heard from friends in New York that said, watch out, Barbara. Don't go downtown because something's supposed to happen in halftime. And so I'm going, what? And they go, you know, but everybody's, you know, pays attention to stuff, certain things. So
they said that during the, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they said don't go downtown, you know, near the arena. From New York, I get this phone call because something's going to happen at halftime. And so they kind of told me a little bit, you know, some things that were artists were asked to make. But anyway, so I knew what they were telling me was something. But anyway, during that time is when they had a transformer or something go out at the Superdome, and everybody was in the dark for a little while and stuff like that. This was like a few years back.
It was 10 years ago.
A few years back. And I got a lot of calls from New York. What's going on? I know. I stayed home. I don't know, and I don't care. You know, and it was strange. But they knew, and something did happen, but I'm not going to be the one to say it. Anyway, the Catholic Church has been selling off churches for a while with the altar intact, you know, to movie people. And I said I would say that on a show another time, and I didn't. And, you know, but...
That's kind of a sad shame.
Yeah. And so, especially... Well,
the church has to sell off property because they have a lot of settlement cases coming up
right.
to be paid.
Yeah, but that was way before. You don't ask the elderly people to for St. Marie's Church, you know, to help rebuild the church, and they're giving you $5,000, you know, other people. You know, people's houses were completely destroyed, and you getting them to give you money all the time. And then you don't even tell the people you decided to sell the church.
That sounds like the church.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, it seems to me that if they can't keep it, they ought to sell it to another denomination at a steep discount.
Exactly.
It bothers me when you take something that was consecrated ground and just sell it for
exactly.
years. It always has.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's like I used to be involved with a group that would go film different things that were going on.
Don't they just bring in somebody to deconsecrate something?
Yeah, but you see, when Ehrman did that, Archbishop Ehrman did it to the guy that put the dildos on the altar and everything. He first went in and he just, you know, blessed it some kind of way. But it the old teachings needs to be destroyed, burned.
There was no fixing it after
right.
defiled like that.
Right, exactly. So he had to come back in and do whatever. But they were at it for a long time doing that. They were at it for a long time. That wasn't, you know, something new. But he got defrocked and thrown out the church. But he was a newbie. He was only in the church ordained for, you know, a few years, maybe 2010 or something. You know, and Bunny Matthews even talked about that. You know, when he asked to be, when I went to see him, asked to see if he could be involved with the Beat Exchange, I said, absolutely. We wanted to write things. Oh, perfect, beautiful.
I mean, you know? I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, they defrocked this guy and probably excommunicated him and all that, but Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are still Catholics.
Well, that's part of the problem. Well, look what they did to Bunny. Bunny said, oh, I could tell you about a lot about pedophiles in the Catholic Church, too. Right. But yet they put that man in medical kidnapping, Archbishop Ehrman and Deacon Tully, and said that he was nonverbal. There's somebody that wants to talk about that, you know, for Bunny. And... you know, it's sad, but we got to find out how they do medical kidnappings and who gets involved. And we got to find out how they make up bogus documents and how they get them passed in the court system. Because they do the fraud and racketeering thing in pieces. Yeah. Now start labeling, calling out judges on that. I don't blame you for burning the evidence. Y'all did good. But the vagrant story ain't working. Come up with another one. We'll be back in a little bit. We're taking a break. Listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And it's a Beat Exchange. I mean, Send me some information. Barred, WGSO. Ain't going to be on Facebook. That was an infiltrator that set me up with a Facebook account. And so if somebody starts posting on Facebook, it ain't me. See you in a minute.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Still going? No. Okay. Okay. Oh, good. That's Daryl King. We love Daryl King. His voice was something else. That we're gonna get a good surprise. Yeah, they used to have Professor Longhair playing an upright piano at this record store in the 60s called The One Stop. The Asuntos own that. So, anyway, well, I wanted to tell y'all about Chinagate. There's something going on with the chemical thing in Ohio, and Josh is going to talk to us about that. But I wanted to tell y'all about Chinagate. At the time of Bill Clinton's meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona, during the time that Obama rigged the Democrat primary elections to have Hillary Clinton as the Democrat Party's presidential candidate for 2016, there was a grand jury proceedings going on in New York on a bribery scheme involving both Clintons, Al Gore, and the DNC. receiving hundreds of millions of dollars from a Chinese billionaire. And in exchange for America's most sensitive technologies on our missile program and satellite program. And this grand jury was pushed because of the state of department officials who were threatened by Al Gore and Bill Clinton to change the documents so it wouldn't look to conceal a sale to this man, Communist China. So what we have going on now is what they sold to Communist China. They could play it off while the balloons and all of that bull. Furthermore, a witness that was the president of the United Nations was testifying against the Clintons at this grand jury proceeding in New York. But when the FBI went to pick him up, they found him dead. A lot of people died during 2016 campaign. So ChinaGate was the worst scandal in American history until EmailGate and ServerGate with Obama and Hillary Clinton running everything through the Clinton Foundation. And that could be how Biden and them were getting some of the records, some of the classified information, because they were stealing from the intranet, which is a U.S. government-secured website. They were reformatting it and sending it over the internet and changing the headings. They caught some of their emails about that. But because it's deep state in the FBI and CIA, what? Go ahead,
James. I'm just saying the Rosenbergs wrote Old Sparky for a lot less.
Exact. There you go. See? So, okay, I could bring that up, but that was, the meeting was a planned meeting. And so there's a book that I haven't read, but I just know about ChinaGate for years. Secret on a Tarmac. You know, it says it was a planned meeting and Bill Clinton was waiting for Lynch to arrive. But if you read any article about the Tarmac meeting on the internet, they don't say anything about the grand jury proceeding in New York City happening during that time. It's all bull, and trying not to curse. It's all bull and saying he was just there. He saw a plane. He wanted to tell a hello. That's nasty that's our history. You know, they had enough with the Clinton Foundation with influence peddling, and James Comey's brother was the tax man for the Clintons. And James Comey stopped that investigation 6 times for them to correct their taxes. So go ahead, retaliate against me. I mean, you know, I got some other good things. And something I mentioned last week, I got to correct. Not correct. I have to say that when I brought up talking about Mr. Robert and his wife with the illegal evictions during a moratorium on eviction with their rent paid, it came out in the election that Badon was doing illegal evictions with one court open. All the other courts were closed, the Morial court. So maybe Mr. Robert will talk one day, call in and talk, but the day that they made the 32nd Elderly Affairs promo for the Beat Exchange was the day that it happened. And he left here from the radio station and went straight to the DOJ for the Elder Justice Initiative. It's all bull. Didn't help these people when they were taken in the back room and surrounded by badges and guns from different agencies to let them know they weren't staying in their home. Yeah, you rent it. It's your home. So there'll be more about that. So, Josh, tell us about, you and James, tell us about what's happening with the nuke.
Yeah, I was curious if James, how read up are you on the Ohio situation with the chemical spill?
Well, I've noticed that there's not only that going on, but there's like 3 others that just happened today.
Really?
Of other toxic chemicals being spilt around the country.
Where?
On railways.
On railways, okay. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and it strikes me as a little bit weird that it was, what has it been, like 2 months ago that the Biden administration started trying to negotiate to stop a strike of the railways, and now all of a sudden the railways are derailing, and not just any old derailing. It's not like a bunch of cows, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, we're talking toxic chemicals. It's not even oil, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, that mass that's coming out of Ohio looks like something straight out of Mordor.
Yeah, yeah, and there's the long-term effects of the groundwater pollution. That could be another long-term strategy there, poisoning wells around the country.
Well, trying to force people into cities where they can say, well, all the water is filtered here.
Well, they're telling people in East Palestine that Ohio... That, oh, it's all clear. You're safe to come back home.
Right.
Wow.
So they said the Ghostbusters have been deployed to D.C. just in case all the dead people who voted for Biden become violent. Got that off the internet. But General Mark Milley, you know, the woke, broke back general.
Man, that guy's a train wreck.
Right. He created a back channel with communist China. And he held secret calls with the Chinese defense officials. And this was during the Trump administration. Then he surrendered to the Taliban and armed them with $86 billion in U.S. weapons, leaving behind the uniforms of American troops. That totally got me so mad that when I saw them wearing the American troops' uniforms, and erecting the flag of the Taliban while they wearing American troop uniforms and duplicating Hiroshima when the Marines... Unbelievable. There's no more to say about it. But that's why I need 2 hours, Jeff. So we'll say the guys, they got notebooks full. It's guy. Oh, Roseanne Barr. It has a new show out. I'm going to talk about that. I meant to start the show up with tonight about it. Now, Fox giving her a show, and I got to tell you, it's going to be hilarious. And it's all going after wokesters. The wokesters that think they're so big in New Orleans, setting people up, freedom of speech. But this will be great. And I'm starting to find out who some of the people are that do the cancel culture thing. You'd be surprised. So see you same time next week. Oh, no, next week we're going to be, Mardi Gras Monday.
I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6000.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of The Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.